glory, honor, and power. Praise his name. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a good day to be alive, and we just thank God for another day's journey. Good morning, and welcome, Blog Talk listeners all around this beautiful world to Runner for Christ Ministries Saturday morning worship service. I am Kathy Clyburn, your presiding person for this Saturday worship experience. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in regularly, and we ask that you tell someone else that this Saturday worship service is happening. As always, we will start out with scripture and prayer, and at Runner for Christ Ministries, we believe it's vital, and the Word of God tells us so, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And we have this morning to help us do so is our very own Sister Keela Freeman. Good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning. I'm delighted to be with you all this morning. Good morning, Blog Talk listeners, and everybody all around the world. I'll be sharing with you guys this morning Colossians 3:1-15. Again, Colossians 3:1-15, living the new life. Since you have been raised to a new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. So put to death the sinful, earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Because of these sins, the anger of God is coming. You used to do these things when your life was still part of this world, but now is the new time. Now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like him. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free. Christ is all that matters, and he lives. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tenderness, tenderhearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today for this opportunity to once again offer up to you some much-deserved praise and thanksgiving. Lord, thank you for life, love, family, friendship, and fellowship. And we ask that you fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who will take part in this worship service. We ask that you hear and answer the prayers of faith that are lifted to you by your people in this service. Lord, we ask that you heal the sick and comfort the many bereaved. We ask that you bless the preacher with the word from you for all of us to hear and obey. We ask that Jesus Christ be lifted in the songs, the prayers, and the preached word so that all those who are lost will be found. Dear Father, we thank you for your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask these blessings. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Another great scripture, love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. Love it. Oh, thank you, Sister Keela. We appreciate you and just have a great day.
Okay, thank you. You do the same.
Thanks. All right. Now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord and we have prayed, we will continue to be ministered with our song selection service with our very own shepherd, Pastor O. Take it away, Pastor O.
Admittedly, I can be anxious at times as I consider the challenges I have to face. Like when I work to get ahead and still fall behind, I start to wonder if I was meant to win the race. Striving to do things right, and when things go wrong, tempted to hide. This time I will be still. This time I will be still. Thankfully it's hard for me to keep feeling this way when I consider who is on my side. Walking with me every step I need to take on the desperate days and the long dark nights. Oh, he never sleeps. Thank you, Father. And when I remember, he brings. Because I've got a word to do, and I'm gonna see it through. God showed me the way, and I'm choosing it today. When the mountain has to move, the mountain must obey. The words that I speak and bow down to my faith, because I've got a word to do.
Amen. This time I will be still. Amen. Be still and know. Be still. That's what the Lord told Moses. Be still and see. Amen. The salvation of the Lord. You know, I believe God allows us to go through these things. And then when it seems like the thing is past due, overdone, and just going crazy, then the Lord step in and fix everything. And see, we're going through a lot. I don't know. They're out there in Oregon and, you know, places where they don't have air conditioners because it's always wet, rainy, and cold. Well, now they're going through triple-digit heat waves. And, amen, and then other parts of the country, in the middle of the country, we're at Tornado Alley where they're always having problems. They're having problems, floods. And right here in the city of Detroit got over 6.1 inches of rain. Amen. And people, last night I was up going through it, and then about 2:30 in the morning, I jumped on Facebook and saw people already knew their basements were flooded, about 5 feet of water. Watched the water bust right through somebody's basement window and just flooded right up in no time. Amen. So this time, it's at these kinds of times. These are the trials and tribulations that Jesus talked about. It's at these kinds of times, amen, that we should know that we're in the battle, and that should make us feel good. Why? Because Jesus never lost a battle. Not one.
Is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every
know the Lord gave me about 400 and some plus songs to play here on these worship services and whatever. Amen. And he has taught me the words to each and every one of them. You know, the Bible tells us to sing psalms. You know, psalms are songs. And when life starts to get rough and tough, and it might get rough and tough, and it might not be for 5 minutes, it might be for a little bit of time. Amen. Amen. But when you're going through tough times, a minute is too much time. Amen. But the way out of that is you must believe. You must believe. I love this song. It's by Diana Reeves. It's called Better Days. Amen. Amen. I think I have the wrong song. Amen. Jessica Reedy. That's what I meant to say. Jessica Reedy. And she has a song out that really blessed me. Amen. When I needed it. And it was one part in this song that really stuck with me. You must believe that it can get better. Bad times are going to happen. It's not like Jesus didn't lie to us. He said trials and tribulations, you're going to have that. But he said, you must believe. You must believe. Do you believe? I remember the blind man who came to him and said, Lord, we want our sight. And Jesus said, do you believe that I'm able to do this? And they said, Lord, we believe. And guess what? It got better.
Matter who you are, see, there's one thing that I know.
I was almost done. I wanted to die from how I was done wrong. I cried out every night looking for a helping hand. That's when it happened. Jesus took me and he held me close. Gave me love, refilled my heart. Helped me grow better because his love, it made me whole. He's available anytime. Try him out, he'll change the right thing. Oh, I know that, yeah. Life, it can leave you so bitter, 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 bitter. But you must believe that it gets better, better, better. Yeah, life it can't leave you so bitter, 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 bitter. But you must feel that it gets better, better. Oh, it gets better,
better,
better, so much.
I love that song, Never Lost the Battle. It really does something to me. And yes, it will get better. It always do. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor, for those blessings and songs of faith and testimony. Our hearts have truly been moved and encouraged, which takes us to time to talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns, because there is power in prayer. Following this selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own Associate Pastor Terrence Tate, offering prayer and petitioning God on our behalf. Meet us at the altar and prepare to receive Associate Pastor Terrence Tate. Pray to the Lord. Amen.
Oh,
Lord, I need you to show me your sign. So today I shall be telling, 'cause I feel that the Spirit is manifestation time. So here I am, Jesus, all I have is your word. Show yourself to be God. I know you
Radio listener all around the world. What a beautiful song. What a beautiful song. You know, the Lord gave me a word before I pray. And the word is stretch your faith. If you need God to meet a need today, stretch your faith. Give all your needs, cares, and concerns to the Lord. And if you will believe and stretch your faith in God, God will
provide. Our Lord God, our gracious God, our Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to be able to talk to you about what we need, but not only about what we need, Father, but about what you want us to have. Father, your word says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Father, we can't have faith and we can't believe in you if we don't know the word of God. Father, I don't know what kind of physical needs your people need, Father, but you do. But I'm asking you to help them stretch their faith in you for what they need. Father, we're so focused on what material things we need. We don't know what spiritual wisdom you want us to have. Father, we know your word, but we don't completely have faith in it all the time, Father. I'm asking you to fill us, the church, up with the spirit of faith that when things go wrong, that we have faith in you and you alone. Because, Father, you are the only one who will move on our behalf. Father, you send people to give us what we need. You send people to give us the advice you want to give us, Father. Father, your word says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Father, you don't want your church to be without the knowledge of your word. So I'm asking you to move us out of way and let your word take heart in us today. Let your word be a light unto our path. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet. Like Psalm 119:105 says. Father, it says that your word in Matthew 5:16. Let your light shine before men so that the Father in heaven will be glorified. Father, our light can't shine unless we let you. Our light cannot shine unless we let your word in, Father. Fill us up with the amount of wisdom that you want us to have about this world so that we could show the world who Jesus is. Father, I pray for our leaders of this country, not only the president, but the congressmen, the senators, the mayors, the deputy mayors. Father, give all our leaders of this country the wisdom and the knowledge to do the work that you have called them to do with a heart of love and not with a heart of negativity. Father, this world is so filled with, so filled up with a bunch of negativity, and it's only because we, the church, refuse to let our light shine so that you will be glorified. Father, your written will cannot be manifest in the earth with a dark and dim church. Father, fill us up with the light of your word. Make us aware of your word. Make us aware when we do wrong by your word. Move us out of the way. Have your way in this world. And let your will be done the way you want it done. Use the people that you put in position of authority the way you want to use them. Let them see that you are the only king, the only God, the only way to get things done in your world the way you want them done. Because there is no greater power than you, Lord. There is no greater love than you, Lord. And Father, for those people that are homeless and have nowhere to sleep, Father, send somebody out there, out in the world, to give the homeless a home. For those people who are spiritually broken, Father, heal their hearts. Let them know that whatever is making them spiritually broken can be healed by the true and living God. Father, whatever kind of financial need your people need, man, Father, meet that need. As I know you will, and as I know you have. Father, there is no other name that we can believe on. The only name that we should believe in is Jesus Christ. Nobody else. The only God who can answer our prayer is Jehovah Rapha. Nobody else can answer prayer. You can use people to give us what we need. You can use people to tell us what we need to hear. Father, make us aware of your word. Help us to turn our lights on to your word. Father, help us make your word a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Because the only way we can go down the path you want us to go down is if we use your word as a living testimony and live by your word, Father. Father, we cannot have wisdom unless we ask. Father, I'm asking for everybody that's a part of the church. Father, fill us up with the wisdom and the knowledge that you want us to have so that we could see you as a collective body in a different light. Father, this world needs you. But you can't be seen if the church refuses to let your light shine in us. Father, help us. Help us be who you called us to be. Because it said in Hebrews 12 that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Father, help us to be the example to an unsaved world so that you will be glorified. Because your word says in John chapter 17, Father, I have finished the work that you have given me to do. Father, you called us to do your work down here on earth. And Father, I don't know about anybody else, but Father, I am asking as a member of the body of Christ that you fill everyone that's a part of the body of Christ up with your word. Fill us up with your presence. Let your word, let your presence overtake the world's presence, and let your power be manifested here on this earth. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray this prayer today. Amen and amen.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them never could have made it.
Amen, amen. Never could have made it without you, Lord. Thank you. Stretch your faith. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Terrence Tate, for praying and making our request known to God. We appreciate you. Amen. I am truly enjoying the service, and I hope you are too. With more to come, I'd like to say thank you for allowing me to be your presiding person. And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship service, and be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Share the love, joy, and the blessing. Amen? Okay, time for the preach word, a message from God, the best part, icing on the cake. So after this selection, the next voice you will hear to put the icing on the cake is the beautiful spirited Minister Janine Folks. Let's prepare to receive Minister Janine Folks coming her own way with a word from the Lord. Amen.
I know that it seems sometimes that no matter what you do, or no matter how hard you work, striving to make things better in your life, but for some reason you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them, you tried your way, it didn't work, no. You put him second,
yeah,
and put you first.
Oh, yeah.
You trusted friends, thought they had your back.
Oh.
And every time you turn around, it seems you're under attack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But turn to your neighbor and say, see, the devil is alive. No, I'm not gonna die. It's okay to cry, cause he's by your side. You gotta stop that hating. I know you don't wanna hear it. Gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit.
Cause
he's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit. Oh, hold up. Your bills are due, and all the people you helped did not want to help you. I talked to my mother,
she said, pray about.
I talked to my pastor,
she said, pray about.
But I was so blinded by all my disaster. I wish you would just tell your neighbor, tell them for me. See, the devil is a liar. No, you're not gonna die. It's okay to cry, cause he's by your side. You gotta stop that hating. I know you don't wanna hear it. Gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit, y'all. He's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit, oh. But everything I tried did not stop my struggle. Just doing me every day, guess I was in my own way. But I'm here to tell you, without his grace I'm a major failure. So if you got problems, know that you can't fix it. Just give it to Jesus. How can I get a witness and tell him, say, if the devil is a liar, you gotta listen to the Spirit. Whoa. He's trying to get your attention right now. I know you got your own plan, but God's got a better one.
Good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. Welcome to June 26th, 2021. Good morning, Runner for Christ Ministries. Pastor Overall Lady Sheila, greetings to you and thank you for this opportunity to come before the congregation today. I do not take it lightly, no matter how many times I stand behind the sacred desk, never to be taken lightly. Greetings, ministers, deacons, trustees, members, family, and friends. I greet you in the name of Jesus. And I'm just so grateful for this day. I know it's wet, it's rainy, there's a lot going on. People are worried, and I'm praying for everyone's safety. But please know that God is still on the throne, and he is still doing miracles, and he's still blessing his people, even in the midst of. And I just pray that we will continue to be mindful of that while we are cautious in all that we do, and that we stay prayerful. And speaking of prayer, let us, before we begin, Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to gather again, to fellowship, Lord, in your name, to come together, to be on one accord. And Lord, we pray for a message from you, Lord. We come together, Lord, to not only worship and to be together, but Lord, we also come to hear from you. We come for guidance. We come for spiritual direction. And we want to gain a sense of peace, Lord. We want to gain more wisdom. And Lord, that is what we pray that this time will be for us, Lord, that you will speak to our hearts, Lord. And anything that is not of you, Lord, let it be forgotten. Lord, bless this word. Bless your word. Bless us. Bless our ears that we might hear what it is that you would be saying to us. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And Kathy, thank you for your spirit, for your energy. Lord, I just love the energy. Thank you for that. Thank you, Keela. And that Colossians is so in line with the message today. And Terrence, thank you as always for your fervent, heartfelt, sincere prayers. Thank you. Thank you. Now let us turn to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians 3, I'm going to be reading verses 12 through 14 and focusing on verse 13. And the translation that I'm reading, I believe, is the New King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that which for Christ Jesus has also been laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do know, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ." I'm going to read verse 13 again. "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead." And I want to focus on forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward are ahead. And today I want to talk about the gift of forgetting. Now, there are some things in life that absolutely need to be forgotten. And then there are some things in life that absolutely should not be forgotten. And let's decipher the two. Just like bridges, some bridges need to be burned and never used again. And then there are other bridges that need to be preserved and to remain intact. There are some connections that we need to maintain in order to be successful in life. And there are, again, some things that should never be able to reach you again. And those are the bridges that need to be burned, because if it's going to lead to things that could harm you or tempt you to stumble, those bridges have to go. But at the same time, some things must be forgotten in order for you to be successful and move forward. And then there are the connections that you'll always need access to. And it boils down to discernment, good decision making. It's a matter of knowing and having the wisdom to forget what needs to be forgotten and to remember what needs to be retained. And I think our biggest struggle is knowing which bridges do we burn, Lord? Which bridges do we need to keep? Which ones do we burn? What do I need to let go of, Lord? And what do I need to hold on to? So today we are going to talk about the gift of forgetting. Now, memories of things, events, incidents can either help us or hurt us. So we have to choose wisely what we dwell on and what we allow to be pervasive in our thoughts. And Paul told us that whatsoever things are of good report, lovely, true, and those kind of things, we have to remember to hold on to those things. But things that hinder us or harm us need to be forgotten. Sometimes memories become all that we have left, so we do have to be careful about which ones we hold on to. Some memories are precious and we cherish them, and those are gifts. Some memories empower us when we recall them, like when David remembered that he killed the lion and a bear, and it served as inspiration and reminded him of God's power and how it had worked through him before, and it gave him the confidence to point a slingshot at Goliath. Those are the kinds of things that we should remember, those things that empower us. And that story is in 1 Samuel 17:34, where David said to Saul, "Your servant was tending his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and took a sheep from the flock, I went out after it and I attacked it and I rescued it, the sheep, from its mouth. And when it came and rose up against me, I grabbed it by its mane and struck it and killed it. And your servant has killed both a lion and a bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, and since he has defiled the armies of the living God." And David, remembering this incident of killing the lion and the bear, he used it for credibility with Saul to prove that he was capable of handling Goliath. And it also served as a reminder to himself of what God would do through him when it came to defending the name of the Lord and God's people. Memories like this are empowering. And thinking about things that help you to realize the power of God working in your life are the things to be remembered. Those are your testimonies, because after all, this is how we overcome. Revelation 12:11 tells us that they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. We need to remember our testimonies and even share them with others so that they might be encouraged and edified. It is so important to discern between the memories that are empowering and those that hold us back and keep us from pressing, reaching, and moving forward. Sometimes remembering can cause a trauma response. Some memories paralyze us. Some memories well up fear in us. Some memories make us defensive because we're trying to protect ourselves from a repeat of a bad or even horrific experience. Some memories cause us to keep our guard up and can even block potential blessings. Some recollections can cause us to feel guilty and have self-condemnation, or feelings of unworthiness may suffer, and those feelings can hinder us. How do we forget those? Have you ever felt unworthy, unqualified, unprepared, unequipped, inadequate, condemned? Now, I'm not suggesting that we think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, like Romans 12 teaches, but we do have to recognize when God is calling us to a thing, even when we feel unworthy, we have to know that he will equip us when he calls us. He will equip us and provide us what we need in order to be successful at what he has ordained for us to do. We know that we are nothing without him, but that we can do all things with him. And sometimes we have to let go of the thoughts and the ideas that shut us down and prevent us from operating in our gifts and our calling. When thoughts and memories cause us to condemn ourselves, feel unloved, abandoned, unappreciated, to feel bad and cause us to withdraw and go into solitude and isolation, refusing to use our gifts, refusing to share, refusing to talk, that's when we need to pray for a gift of forgetting, the ability to let go. And we know forgiving and forgetting often go hand in hand. And we need to forget in order to move forward, like Paul was telling us. But what about when you can't forget? What about when something just seems to be so stuck on you, and no matter how much you try to forget about it, it just stays in your head? And that could be an unresolved issue. And I just want to share a personal experience. Of course, I'm transparent. I'll tell my stories, and that things I go through help me, and I'll tell you, and I'm hoping it can help you. I had a situation recently where I felt like I offended someone. It was a relative that I thought I offended them. I didn't intend to offend them, but after thinking about what happened, I realized that they could have been offended by it. So I was going back and forth within myself, and this misunderstanding had robbed me of my peace. And no matter how I tried to forget it and rationalize it, I couldn't make the thought of it go away. And I kept wondering, well, what if they thought this, or maybe they might be upset with me, and, you know, I probably came off the wrong way. And I kept wanting to forget about it and tell myself I was overthinking it. They probably didn't take it that way. Janine, stop beating yourself up. You overthinking, and they probably didn't even think of it like that, but something kept telling me maybe they did. So because it bothered me so much, and because it wouldn't go away, I just decided I'm just going to clear this up. I need to clear the air. And whether they thought I did wrong or not, I'm going to go ahead and just apologize just in case, just because I need to clear my conscience. And when your conscience bothers you like that, that could be the Holy Spirit telling you that you need to make something right, or you need to clear it up in order to forget about it and let it go, because that thing will just linger over you, and in your best efforts, you can't make it go away. You can't forget about it. So I apologize. I apologize. Now, whether they forgave me or not, or whether they were offended or not, was no longer my problem, because I repented. I apologized. I acknowledged that what I said could have been offensive, and it wasn't a matter of the heart, it was a matter of my head. And sometimes we have to charge things to our head and not our heart. Sometimes our heart can be in the right place, but our mind may be in a totally different place. And once I did that, once I put it out there what my true intention was, I felt so relieved. It was like a weight lifted off of me, and I was able to forget about it because I cleared it up. I cleared my part. Now, whether they were offended still, even after I tried to clarify things, or whether they wanted to hold on to it, was no longer my issue. And when I did that and I was able to forget about it and let it go and move forward and clear my brain for other things, I recognized that as a gift of forgetting, being able to forget about that whole incident, because I did what I needed to do to clear up my end and to let it go from my mind so that I can move forward. Because until I apologized, that thing just convicted me and lingered over me, and I couldn't ignore it. I couldn't move on. I couldn't use my brain space for other things that were more productive. So I can identify with what Paul is talking about here in this passage. That release gives you a freedom, and it reminds me of the sense, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And we need to be able to free ourselves from bad memories, from traumatic experiences, from mistakes that we've made from our past. We need to repent. We need to apologize to whoever we need to apologize to, so that we can let that go and we can move forward. Because once you repent, once you apologize, you do your part to make things right, you are released weight lifted and you're able to let go. Forgetting the past, yesterday, whether it was yesterday, whether it was an hour ago, whether it was 5 minutes ago, a week ago, a year ago, a decade ago, the past is the past and we need to have freedom from it. And when the past mistakes are forgiven, they are forgotten. Like 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous so that he will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And once you've been cleansed, once you've confessed, and once you've repented, you are clean. You don't need to do anything else. So once you've been clean, you don't need to act or feel dirty. You don't need to carry the weight of condemnation because you have sincerely repented. You sincerely apologized, and we don't have to continue to carry that weight, that condemnation, and those thoughts, those negative thoughts that will stop you from doing what God has called you to do because you feel unworthy, because you feel unqualified. Let that go. Forgive yourself. God has forgiven you, so there's no need to really hold on to it. Grasp and embrace the gift of being able to forgive. Now, we know Paul had a past, but Paul decided to look to the future and not dwell on his past. What if he had dwelled on his past? He would not have accomplished half of the things that he accomplished. Now, here, let me go deeper into this verse. Now, Paul is writing about his goal of attaining the resurrection from the dead and having a righteousness that is in Christ alone. Paul does not mean that he doesn't know if he'll be saved, but that he is not yet completely transformed into the image of the Son of God by whom he is saved and has not yet completely identified with his sufferings, that he could fully identify with him in his resurrection. Now, in order to grow to the extent that Paul aspires to, he must move forward and not backwards. And whatever is in his past is in his past. It is important because it has gotten him to the present moment where everything he once valued in Judaism and religiousness, he now considers worthless compared to knowing Christ. But to go forward, he must look ahead and to keep his eyes focused on God and what is next on his journey to the upward call of God in Christ. Now, if Paul didn't consider himself to have taken hold of what he seeks, then we should not be surprised if there's still a gap between ourselves and the example of Christ. To spend the rest of our lives in this age closing that gap requires a joyful pressing toward what is yet to come. Paul is still striving. He has not arrived, just like we are still striving. We have not arrived. We are trying to move forward, and in order to do that, we have to let go of what is behind us. Now, I'm going to reread that verse 13, and this time I'm going to read the New Living Translation. And it says, I do not count myself to have, but one thing I do is forgetting those things which are behind and reaching and pressing forward to those things which are ahead. Now, I just want to break down the verse. Brothers and sisters, which is a common way for authors of the New Testament to start a section. The Greek is brothers, but it means brothers in the context of everyone, which would include brothers and sisters, and church is a family. And it also almost reminds me of what this the new generation, the term they use. I don't necessarily embrace it, but you hear it a lot when they say bro. And I think bro is sort of a term of endearment to them, and it's not gender specific. It's just referring to a friend. And it puts me in the mind of when in the Bible we are referred to as brethren. It's a term that considers you family. Now, number two, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it. As mature as Paul is, and as much as God has poured out the grace of his presence on him, Paul sees that there is room for him to grow. His words that he will have taken hold of it when he finally arrives it is likely that he means that he will lay hold of it when he goes to be with Jesus, whether through death or the return of Christ. And then finally, he says, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward to what is ahead, straining toward or pressing toward. But the fact that he won't arrive until he sees Christ does not preclude him from pressing forward, committed to growing in Christ until his last breath. His past is gone and has served his purpose, the purpose of getting him to today, where he must continue onward and upward in God. And sometimes we, you know, there are things in our past that we might regret or we might wish had not happened, but it did. But we have to remember also that that made us who we are, those experiences, even the unpleasant ones, even the ones that we're not proud of, have contributed to who we are today. And even our sinful way, our old sinful ways, help us to minister to people who are currently operating in what we used to operate in. So because of those experiences, we can identify and we can minister to those people who are struggling with what we once struggled with. We can minister to them in a different way, on a deeper level, because we kind of know what they're feeling. We can identify. We've been there. And we can help pull them out the way we got out. We can help with their deliverance because of that connection, because of our past. So even if we're not proud of our past, the past could still be used as a blessing to those that we serve and to those that we minister to. Now, Isaiah 54:4 says, do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither disgraced, for you will not be put to shame, for you will forget the shame of your youth. So even though there are things that we may have done before that we're not proud of, we don't have to be ashamed of it because we've overcome. We have been delivered. And that is something to be excited about because God brought us out. And who better to tell other people who are in bondage that they can get out? Because we know the freedom that Jesus Christ has given us. And we can share that. It helps bring others to that place of freedom that we have achieved. And even things that we've done and we've repented for, whether or not others have forgiven us, whether or not they want to forget it, once we've humbly apologized and repented, we are no longer bound by what we've done in the past. And that is freedom. That gives us a freedom to go forward, a freedom to minister, a freedom to do what we need to do in the Lord. And without feeling embarrassed, without feeling unworthy, without feeling like we have a right to be there, feeling like we don't belong. No, we belong. Take up space. You can take up space in the place that God has ordained you to be in. Now, history is our best teacher. These are words of wisdom from my father. And he always used to say, history is your greatest teacher. And moving on, of course, is great, but history matters. History can also be a predictor, as it sometimes repeats itself. So some things need to be forgotten, and some things should not be forgotten. Like, again, like David recalling how he killed that lion and the bear, and it inspired him. Remembering things that inspire you, remember them, and remember why you do what you do. And sometimes we do things, and I'm going to use my job as an example. Like on a bad day, sometimes I question why am I doing this? Why am I here? I shouldn't be here. I need to think about doing something else. Sometimes we forget what we're called to because we get caught up in the challenges and the problems that come with the territory, and we start to question whether or not this is what we're supposed to be doing. But then God will allow something to happen or allow you to experience something that will quickly and clearly remind you, this is why you're here. This is why you're here. And sometimes it might be a thing from the past, or it might even be something new. But God is that he will remind you that you are in the right place, that you are on the right path. That is not a mistake. that this is where you're supposed to be, because it's easy to forget when we get caught up in the challenges of what we're doing. And when we remember, when we do remember our mistakes and our sins of the past, we should let it serve as a reminder and a lesson in what not to do. So even though we do forget, and forgetting can be a gift, we don't have amnesia. Even though we don't take it into account any longer and it does not affect us any longer, it still can be in our memory bank, and we know what it is, and we're not ignorant to it, and we know what to avoid because we remember what consequences it brought before, and we don't want to repeat certain things. And even in people, sometimes remembering things like behaviors and red flags from others, it's a teaching point, and it's a teaching point that shouldn't be ignored, and we should pay attention to certain things and retain what we need in order to keep going and let the rest go. Even though forgiving and forgetting often go hand in hand, it is okay to forgive, and some things we shouldn't forget. We forgive and we release people from what they did. We release ourselves. We have to forgive so that we too can be forgiven. That's Bible. If we refuse to forgive, we cannot expect God to forgive us. And when we forgive people, we don't have to keep reminding them of what they did or what happened. Even though it might be in the back of our minds and we're still aware that it happened, we don't have to continue to hold people accountable or hold them hostage for previous mistakes. That's what forgiveness is all about, letting it go. But then there are things that we need to keep in mind so that history, painful history, harmful history, does not repeat itself. And that's what I mean when I say that just because we forgive, that it doesn't mean we carry on like it never happened. There are some mental notes that we need to keep so that we can prevent future harm. We have to be wise. And with history being a great teacher, we do have to remain aware of certain propensities that people have toward doing certain things, behavior patterns and things like that. And we know that God, you know, there's a scripture where they, in some translations it says that he forgets our sin. And some translations say that he removes our transgressions. That's Psalm 103 and 12, where it says, as far as from the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. It just has removed the penalty. God is all-knowing, so he can't forget. He knows about it, but he's just not holding it against you. He's not reminding you of it. It's forgotten in the sense that we're going to move forward like you're, how he cleanses us of all unrighteousness. Like you got a new slate and a clean slate, and it is not being held against you. It's not impacting you negatively anymore. You are free from it. Now, even though things may be in our memory bank and we're free from it, some things we need to remember so that we can govern ourselves accordingly and not let ourselves fall back into certain traps that we once fell into. If I know that the consequences of heavy drinking or smoking, and I have forgotten, you know, those behaviors, I still need to remember the consequences of it so that I don't fall back into that trap again. Some things we need to remember so we don't repeat them. And certain consequences that we experience, so that will serve as a reminder, we don't want to do that again. We don't want to revisit that. We don't want to go there again because we remember the price we had to pay for it. We can forget our pain, and we use the gift of forgetting. And, again, not that we have amnesia, but we don't want things to weigh us down. We know it occurred, but we don't want to dwell on it. We want to be free. We want to forget the sins that we repented for. Now, if Paul could overcome his past, surely we can. If Peter can forget how he denied Christ three times, forgive himself and move on, surely we can too. Don't get stuck in what weighs you down. Set yourself free. And it begins with your thoughts and your self-perception. See yourself as a child of God, one he loves, one he forgives, one he empowers, and one he blesses. one he promises never to leave nor to forsake. That is you. You are an overcomer. Forget as you forgive those who trespass against you, as you are forgiven. Forget those who hurt you. Forget what they did to you. Forget the harsh words. Forgive the lack of support. Forgive the disappointment. Forgive the abandonment. Forget and forgive yourself for your own mistakes and errors. Now, John 6:21 reminds us, a woman, when she is in labor, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for the joy that a human being has been born into the world. And I would think about that a lot. Sometimes, you know, we do have to forget certain things that are painful, like in childbirth and even birth and destiny, the hardship come along with it, the pain that comes along with it. But when we get to that place of joy after the labor is over, when we deliver that baby, when we birth that business or that book or that gift, that assignment, we forget about how hard it was. And if we had to do it all over again, we would, because the fruit of it was worth the struggle. And we forget that pain, because if we didn't forget labor pains, we would never labor again. And we wouldn't have a populated earth if women were so traumatized by that birth that no woman ever had another child. So forgetting certain things is a gift. It is a freedom from bondage. But also remember what needs to be remembered. The Bible reminds us in Luke 17, it says, remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. It's funny and it's ironic that we are to remember Lot's wife, that even though this occurred in the Old Testament, we're reminded of it in the New Testament. And why? What is significant about Lot's wife? She looked back, and she's an example of what not to do. If she would have only looked forward to what's ahead and not looking back at what used to be, what had become the norm. And just because something becomes the norm doesn't mean it was right. She looked back on what had been normal, even though it was wrong. She looked back to her comfort zone. She was too curious about what would become of the past. She was just nosy, trying to look back at what she was instructed to walk away from. She didn't want to forget. She did not want the gift of forgetting. She wanted to hold on. Luke reminds us to remember her so that we don't become like her. Let's follow Paul's example and leave old ways behind. Leave those things behind that we've been instructed to walk away from. Don't entertain it, because the next thing you know, you'll be right back in it. Even though you might be aware of what happened back then, don't entertain it. God forbid you become a pillar of salt. Let the gift of forgetting enhance and even save your life. Remembering the right thing can also enhance or save your life. Like Psalm 77:11 says, I will remember the works of the Lord. I will remember the amazing. And Deuteronomy 8:11 reminds us, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, his statutes, which I command you today. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some have unwittingly entertained angels. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifice, God is well pleased. Psalm 103:1 reminds us, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Yet I do not forget your statutes or God's commands. These are things that need to be remembered. I will never forget your precepts, for by you have given me life. Do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Remember that Jesus Christ died for your sins. Remember that in him. Remember, for in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. And therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. old things are passed away. Behold, things are become new. And that's what 2 Corinthians 5:17 reminds us of. And I hope today that you will be able to decipher what needs to be remembered and what needs to be forgotten. That when you come to a crossroads, when thoughts enter your mind, you will be able to separate what needs to be remembered and what needs to be forgotten. Receive the gift of forgetting when it is appropriate. Brethren, I count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are ahead, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Amen.
Amen. You know, Janine, I quit preaching 1,000 times because of my past. I would do what you said don't do. I would get back into it, dwell on it. It would start all over again, and then I'm telling Jesus, I quit. I'm not worthy. And then there were things that I had done in my life that I would bring them up, beat the crap out of myself with them. Then Jesus would comfort me. But one day when I got ready to get into that pity party, that's when he started teaching me about, look, you don't have to keep remembering that. You can let that go to the sea of forgiveness, okay? But what I want you to remember is how that happened so that you don't walk into that again. And so many of us struggle with walking with God today because of what we did yesterday. I think we just cannot believe or fathom that it was a disgusting, horrible thing. But the Lord has really forgiven us, and he wants us to forget the penalty of it, the condemnation of it, the conviction of it. So it moves us to that place where we're past it and moving on to who we're going to be in Christ Jesus in the end. I think we focus too much on right now, and we don't know that in the end all this will be done away with. We're just learning our way as we walk on toward Jesus. We like Peter. We're walking on the water. And then all of a sudden we sink. Jesus come to our rescue. We need to remember what made us sink. Like Jesus told Peter, why did you doubt? That's what made you sink. Remember that. But remember that you doubted. And next time, trust. Because you remember, I'm telling you, I'm preaching again. Hold on, Janine. We're going to bring you back and let you give us some words. Amen. Of closure. Hey, man, we've been blessed this morning, and we've been, you know, for me, it was so therapeutic because I have a past. I did some stuff. I messed up families selling dope and a whole lot of stuff, and it was hard for me to get past that, to fathom that God was that good that he would actually forgive me of all of that. Amen, and allow me to not just preacher, because I finally accepted that, and then the pastor thing, I'm not worthy of that, and it started all over again. But then I met Crystal, and she said, I got some announcements, and these announcements are for you, you're going to be. So I met in the
Jesus,
spirit.
I was not expecting that. Right.
But then I met Lord. Crystal, and everything just like, like, you know, stop
Lord.
Being crazy. You've been crazy.
Stop being crazy.
Accept your life right now. And get that nonsense behind and all that stuff. And
but
I
you know what?
Blessed.
That really, really, really is hard to do. It's hard to
it's
do.
It's hard,
you know, one of the hardest things is to forgive yourself. Like, you know, we believe that Jesus forgives our sins. We believe that he cleanses us and he makes us whole. And we believe that, you know, when he died for us, his blood, you know, makes us clean and makes us whole. We believe that, but we have a hard time believing that we should not live condemned and we shouldn't be condemning ourselves. I know Janice, Minister Janice Tate sings a song, "Run for Christ," is called Not Guilty, you know, and it's not so much, we know that we're sinners and we know that we'll always be guilty of doing the opposite of what God says, but it's really hard for us as humans to accept the fact that we can forgive ourselves. God does not browbeat us. Now, he does, you know, chasten and chastise those he loves, as any good parent would do, but we don't have to continue to beat ourselves down. Like, what kid
who done got a beat down from their parents still go and whip themselves. You know what I'm saying? Kids don't do that. Like, once they got a beat, they done went on and they keep moving.
Or what kid,
you know?
What kid goes up to their parent and reminds them when they broke that window out?
Yes.
Like we
yes.
do God. We go to the Lord.
Told.
We go to
yes.
Jesus. And we say, Jesus, I can't believe I did that. And Jesus like, but that was 10 years ago. You acting
so
like it was this,
ago.
But I remember Jesus. That was horrible, Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus like, really,
yes.
10 years ago? And you
yes.
still? So one time, though, Crystal,
yes.
I got into that little pity party, and I told y'all about this
yep.
before, and the Lord went off on me. He said, are you calling me a liar? I'm like, no,
yes.
no, this
Lord
ain't about
Jesus.
You. This is about me.
It's about
said,
me,
well,
right.
Don't you believe I have forgiven you? Why are you saying I didn't forgive you?
Wow.
I'm like, well yeah,
wow.
Jesus, but I'm kind of being a little holy here, and I want
yeah.
to feel holy.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we beat ourselves like that to show the Lord how, you know, how broken
yeah.
and contrite we are.
Mm-hmm.
We even brag
mm-hmm.
in our brokenness. We try
yeah.
to own
ain't that
our
a
brokenness.
Mess? Ain't that
but the Lord wants a broken
still.
And contrite spirit, but not a show-off
Hello.
And contrite spirit. You
Hello.
Know?
Hello.
So he
Hello.
Stopped me from condemning me. He told me,
yeah.
don't you ever talk about anybody that I died for like that. And he was talking about
mm-hmm.
I couldn't condemn myself. No more pity parties about my past.
That's right.
No more.
That's
he didn't
right.
want no more of that. He said, let's just
That's
go
right.
forward. Okay, backwards,
yeah.
you don't need
like
to go back there
said.
And fix
it.
Just
no, not at all. It's not just move forward. And just like Janine said, you know, forgetting tends to go hand in hand with forgiveness. So if you're forgetting yourself, you got to let it go. Like, forgive it and let it go. Acknowledge your imperfections. Acknowledge the fact that, you know, that's why 1 John 1:9 exists. Like we were talking about that in class the other day. You know, it exists for a reason because if, I mean, as soon as we were born, the first thing, if God was going to take us out, there wouldn't nobody be on the planet. Like, there would not even be anybody here to procreate because we are born and shaped in iniquity. You ain't even going to make it here without already being in sin. So, you know, we know that God didn't create us to just leave us here. He didn't create us to not have, you know, a heavenly father and someone to help us and guide us through this life. So, you know, we do have to let go and drop everything, ask for forgiveness, and, you know, ask the Lord to help us to not continuously, you know, condemn ourselves. Because just like you said with kids, nobody's going to say, hey, remember, you know, when I, you know, you never did give me that spanking that one time that you told me you was going to give me that spanking
right.
when I did what I did. You know what I'm saying? Like, no kid says that. And so no kid continues to spank themselves after they've already gotten a spanking. So we really do have to remember that we don't have to continue to browbeat ourselves because Jesus don't browbeat us. Once we ask for forgiveness, he's like, okay, come on, he get up. Get us up, dust us off, and helps us to move forward. So we have to remember to stop pedaling backwards, okay? Because even when you're on
Isn't
your bike,
awesome.
You pedal backwards, you ain't moving. You pedal your bike backwards, but you're not going backwards. You're still going
but
forward.
But you're not going, you're going forward, pedaling backwards.
Still, yes.
Me and Deacon Charles Tate was talking about doing right, wrong, right. You know how people say,
yeah.
when, you know, well, when I – was when the friend of the court was kind and showed me how to pay child support by locking me up. There was guys in there who knew where they made their mistake, and I'm like, yeah, man,
uh-huh.
doing wrong is not right. But they was like,
mm-hmm.
no, see, this is what happened. I talked to too many people.
Mm-hmm.
Next time, I ain't gonna
mm-hmm.
let nobody know. I'm like, wait a minute,
you
can't do right,
That's
wrong,
not.
Right.
That's right, exactly. There's no way.
That was a memory you should have forgotten. But they were in jail talking about how they gonna do it next time.
Next time, the right way, even though it's wrong.
Ain't no right way
no.
to do wrong. You coming right back
That's
here.
Right.
You're going to be.
That's right.
What are they? You're going to be what do they call that? Reoffend. That's
re-offended,
what you're about to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're going to be a part of that recidivism rate.
that keeps coming back.
Through, that revolving door.
You're
going to
become
over
cyclical.
Again.
You'll
yes.
be cyclical.
Yes.
You'll just keep asking
yes.
it over and over.
Trying to right your wrongs and trying to do your wrongs right. It's just impossible to do. But Janine's message was absolutely beautiful. We could continue to talk about this forever and ever and ever. But, of course, we want her to be able to come back. So I'm going to graciously read these announcements before we all be out here telling everybody about all the wrongs we've done. We want to get off into that. So, good morning, y'all. happy Saturday. It is the last Saturday in June, June the 26th, and we welcome, of course, all of our old and new listeners to our Blog Talk Saturday morning worship service. We are so grateful for all who tuned in this morning. Of course, we want to say thank you to the pastor of the hour, Pastor Janine Folks, who always brings us an amazing word. She's always ready to bless us with a word from the Lord. Excuse me. And so we thank her for her continuous faithfulness and her consistency and her obedience to come on and preach and teach the word of God to us. And so we pray that you were blessed in some way by what you heard today. Again, this is another downloadable message. You know, she just don't end up having her own section of series of sermons. Like, all Janine's sermons is going to be listed somewhere and you'll just be able to hear, because, I mean, she has brought some epic words forward. And so we know that today's sermon can be added to the list. Amen. Amen. So Run for Christ Ministries, as we know, the physical building is still located at 27085 West Auto Drive in Ecorse, Michigan. Our Bible reading class is held on Wednesdays here on Blog Talk Radio, beginning at 6 p.m. this week. Deaconess Nicole Seabrooks will be teaching 2 Chronicles chapters 13 through 17. So check for your questions, as well as go online to rfcm.org under Bible classes. You will find them there. Also, as a reminder, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., Reverend Richard Overall is on Blog Talk Radio, teaching and preaching in his series Training Day. So set yourself a reminder each week, and please tune in at 4 p.m. every Tuesday. You know, I gotta say, even after he had his little situation and had to have surgery and stuff, I swear, you listen to him and you would never know that anything happened. I mean, it is absolutely amazing. Talk about the strength. Lord have mercy. It's amazing. So if y'all not listening on Tuesdays at 4 o'clock, please make sure to tune in, because the wisdom and the knowledge that's coming from him is absolutely amazing. Amen? Amen. So Sunday, tomorrow, June 27th, of course, we will be having our Sunday worship service beginning at 9:30 a.m. with Sunday School. Deaconess Loretta Welch will be our teacher for 2 Corinthians. I think I have it on my phone at 7, but I think because I forgot to change it, but it is 2 Corinthians chapter 8. And continuing on at 10 a.m. with our Sunday service with Pastor Jonathan Tate bringing the word to us. So please make sure to tune in on tomorrow beginning at 9:30 a.m. Also, the fourth Wednesday of every month, from now until November, First Fruit Living Ministries, Minister Shelley, Pastor O, anyone else who wants to join in who's able to do so, is out in front of Run for Christ Ministries, praying with people, rededicating and restoring people back to and back in Christ, as well as giving out Bibles and lunches. So if you're able to make it out, please do. I know I really enjoy it. I'm unable to go because of work, but, you know, I know a lot of people aren't able to make it, but it's so good to see, like, the email that comes out with the newsletter that's attached to it, you know, giving, like, a reading section, you know, information. I really think it's so cool that we get that. So it still kind of helps those of us who can't be there to still feel attached to the process. And so I know this past Wednesday, you know, they were out. And so we thank God for this ministry and Minister Shelley and Pastor O. So if you're able to make it out again on the fourth Wednesday of every month, beginning around 10 a.m., 10:30 for setup, please do. Amen. Amen. So a reminder that all of our classes and services here on Blog Talk Radio are recorded, archived, and free. RFCM.org is the place to go under Blog Talk Radio. You'll have access to all of our classes and our services, again, for free 24/7, 365. You can download them as you should and share them with others as you should. Amen. If you would like to bless us at Running for Christ Ministries with a free will love offering, if you're a member, you want to pay tithes or give any additional offerings towards any of our outreach ministries that we support, again, RFCM.org is the place to go. In addition to this, if you would like to give a love offering, excuse me, for the preacher who brought us the amazing word today, Pastor Janine Folks, you can send your love offering to her Cash App, which is the $ Janine, J-A-N-I-N-E, S as in Frank, O-L-K, S as in Sam, Janine Folks, or her PayPal, which is www.pal.me/StarBio, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, A-R, B as in Boy, I-O, S as in Sam. If you didn't catch it, That's all right. You can go to our church website under tithes and offerings and then click preacher offerings info, and under that tab you will find her information and you'll be able to give as well through there. Amen. Amen. So we know that prayer is simply talking to God, and God should be getting inundated with prayers, especially the way that the world is today. We know that talking to the Lord is essential to bringing heaven down to earth. John chapter 15, verse 5 says, I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. For apart from me, there ain't nothing you can do. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8 says, the Lord himself goes before you and he will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. And we've been commanded to seek God in all that we do, and he promised to be with us at all times. Therefore, it's our responsibility to unite as one in the body of Christ, serving in the purpose that God has created for us. And believe it or not, we all have a purpose. Amen. God did not create us to leave us here to fend for ourselves. We all have a purpose, okay? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16, 17, and 18 says, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And so we ask your prayers for those who are sick, shut in, one another, and of course yourself, those who you know, definitely those who you don't know, because you can't really, nobody knows everybody. And so there are tons more people that we have to pray for that we don't know than those that we actually do know, okay? So it's really important that we continue to pray for others and, of course, ourselves, our children. School is officially out for just about any kid who's not in summer school right now. And we all know when these kids are idle and they don't have anything to do or to occupy their time, it's just a hot mess. So we need to pray for our children, my children, your children, their children, everybody's children, okay? Our nation, our world, our leaders. Pastor Terrence Tate did an awesome altar call this morning speaking about that. We really, really, really have to continue to pray for our nation, our leaders. The many missing and exploited who are being trafficked and abused, as well as all of our brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world who are persecuted for their belief and their service to the Lord. Amen. Special prayers go out to all of our mothers at Run for Christ Ministries. They get like double, triple prayers because they are like the mothers on the move at our church, and we really value them and we love them. So we have to pray extra hard for them. So please keep Mother Cheryl, Mother Louisa, Mother Irma, Mother Marilyn, and Mother Persia lifted up super, super high in your prayers. I know for my mom personally, Mother Louisa, she got moved. She's been in a nursing home for the last almost 6 years, and so she got moved to a new unit. And so it's not, well, for her, the transition is something that she really doesn't know because of the Alzheimer's. But for me and my brother, it's the unit where people go when they're kind of on their way out, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, for back of a letter term, for lack of a better term or better way to put that. So please just keep her, especially, like I said, and all of our other mothers lifted up in prayer, as well as Reverend Richard Overall. Keep him up. Tyrone Hamilton, Pastor John Mack, it was so good to hear him last week. A lot of tragedies this week. Keep all those in prayer. In Florida, who lost their loved ones in the condo collapse. Like, I see it. I just don't want to read about it because it's yet just another devastation. It's just another blow on top of everything else. But I know that it happened. So please keep their friends and loved ones in your thoughts and prayers. All of the victims and families of these mass shootings, unnecessarily gun violence that's happening, people are losing their lives just unnecessarily. That's why it's so important that we witness to those who are unsaved and get them saved, because no one's days are promised to them. Your next breath can be gone. We assume, you know, that we're going to be here and we plan and we're presumptuous about a lot of things. But the reality of it is all of our days are numbered and we don't know, but God does. So we have to be about his business doing what he has asked us to do, because there are so many unnecessary people who are losing their lives and they're basically fighting their way into an eternity of hell, which is not some place that God created for us. So we're fighting to get somewhere where we don't belong. So we really, really need to be out here witnessing to people and just getting people saved. And it's just too much going on, okay? We want to just also keep in prayer those who just overnight, just in the last 12 hours, suffered huge loss with the flooding from the rain. I mean, like Pastor said, you got seeing videos of people, just water just come kicking in windows and flooding basements. And so we know a lot of people are dealing with a lot of devastation and property damage and loss and things right now just from rain that happened overnight. I mean, the cars piled up on the freeways. It's just like, what is going on? So please, 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 we have plenty to pray about. And the Lord hears all of us. And he knows everything that's going on, so we must stay at his feet and continue to pray for everyone, everywhere, all the time. Amen. And then pray for all those who are spiritually lost and confused, remembering Acts chapter 1, verse 8, which says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere. In Jerusalem, household today, Judea, your community today, Samaria, outside of your community today, the places where you would normally go, and to the ends of the earth. And those are places where you like, I don't care what's over there. I ain't fooling with them. I ain't fooling with nothing they got over there. Well, you know what? They need the word of God, too. And it's our job to spread the good news of our Savior, Jesus Christ, so that no souls are left behind. Amen. Psalm chapter 34, verse 18 says, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushing spirit. Matthew chapter 5, verse 4 says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Romans chapter 12, verse 15 says, rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 says, but let us not mourn as those who have no hope. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 says, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. All of these things are gone away forever. So when you're sad and heartbroken over the loss of a friend or a loved one, or even with the loss that we see, hear, and read about all over the world, on a daily basis, we're inundated with negativity and all of this stuff all the time, 24/7. Use these scriptures as well as many others to give you strength and encouragement that only the Word of God can give you. So with that, we ask that you please continue to keep those who are bereaved and hurting in your thoughts and your prayers, and we pray God's comfort, healing, love, and peace upon you. Amen. So we already know we're all part of the body of Christ. If you belong to Jesus, you are part of the body of Christ, and we need each other. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16 says, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp, and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everybody in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Blessings, as we know, are not always in the form of money or things. That's always great. A smile or a kind word goes a long way, but the gift of love is free. So take time out. It's cloudy. I saw the weather for like the next 8 days. I'm like, Jesus, no sun, clouds and rain every day. But, hey, there's a reason for everything. And we know the Lord controls the weather. It could be cloudy right now, and next thing you know, the sun will come out. So if it's cloudy where you at, don't worry about that. You take time out today to be a ray of sunshine to someone where you are, because as Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 and 2 says, keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters, and do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, you may have entertained angels without even knowing it. Amen? Amen. And on a lighter note, happy, happy birthday to all of the Blog Talk listeners all around the world who celebrated this past week, or who celebrated this entire month, or who are celebrating today on the last Saturday of June. You already know how we do. We send special love and birthday wishes to everybody who celebrated their birthday at Run for Christ Ministries. Tyler, Harley, Mother Cheryl, President Sharon, Deacon Eric, Alexandria, Zaniah, Naomi, and Deaconess Alicia Cowan. Happy, happy birthday. Much love to all of you. And we hope that you enjoyed your special day. And I know most of y'all be celebrating for the whole month. So we hope that you enjoy the rest of these couple days you got in your birthday month. Amen? Amen. So Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3 reads, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. So your devotional for today, letting go of baggage. If you've ever had to carry luggage while running to catch a flight or the bus, you know how difficult and exhausting it can be. Have you considered that the same could be said about carrying baggage from your past into your Christian life? Sometimes the burdens we carry have been with us since childhood. Painful experiences during those formative years can have a profound impact even into adulthood, and things we saw, heard, or felt could negatively affect our spiritual life today. In fact, it's possible to be unaware of the load because after bearing it for so long, we may have become accustomed to the light weight and bulk. We have been accustomed to the weight and the bulk. Perhaps it even feels normal, but it's not what the Heavenly Father wants for his children. To run with endurance the course God has set for your life, you must lay aside these encumbrances. He can break any lingering, unhealthy pattern and replace it with hope and deep satisfaction in him. As you consider your background and childhood experiences, ask God to reveal the truth clearly. When you recognize ways in which others have had a negative influence, pray that he will give you a forgiving spirit and healing for any wounds that remain. And this devotional is by Dr. Charles Stanley, and those are your announcements. Amen. Amen.
Amen. With a sermon mixed in the middle.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Crystal. Appreciate
you're
you.
You're welcome. Absolutely.
And now we know what to do.
That's right. Govern yourselves accordingly.
Hey, you know I was getting ready to say it, right? Because that's what I grew up doing in Mount Zion and First Baptist Church. Those are the only two churches I ever belonged to. And I used to preside a lot.
Right.
And
we
would get to the end of those announcements and say, you've heard the announcements. We trust that you'd govern yourselves accordingly.
That's the proper way to say it. I done told you what to do, and you better not do nothing else.
Yeah. I used to get in so much trouble, Pastor Paul.
I can imagine.
You kind of went British on me there, son.
I can only imagine. I know what we get now. I can only imagine, and this is what you under control. I can only imagine when you had no control. Lord,
I was out of control. I know. Everything to me was just fun. Church was a trip. Wow, that was the first time I heard that was in church. And I was like, what?
What is that?
Anyway,
thank you,
Crystal.
You're welcome.
Be blessed. Amen. Well, time for give us a prayer, preach us some words, and let us get on to the rest of the stage. We say funny stuff in church. Tell somebody.
And I appreciate
come
it.
On.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you, Crystal, because you not only make me laugh, but you say the most thorough prayers. You cover everybody and everything, and I really, really appreciate it. And your prayer today, very heartfelt, and I stand in agreement, as I'm sure everyone else who heard you does as well. We pray in agreement with Crystal that he will, you know, bless our mothers, and bless those who have suffered loss this past week and all the tragedies that are taking place all over the world. Lord, bless us and keep us. We know you're able, Lord. We know you're still on the throne. And, Lord, we ask that you would create in us a clean heart, Lord, that you will show us the error of our way so that we can make it right. Lord, bless us with the gift of being able to forget, and the gift of forgiveness, Lord, and even the gift of remembering the things that we need to remember, and the ability to sort out the two and to give us discernment to know what to do when. Lord, you said wisdom is the principal thing, Lord, and we pray for wisdom as we go forward into a new week. Lord, bless us, keep us, guide us, lead us, teach us, Lord. Make your face shine upon us and give us peace. Lord, bless us as we go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, man, you know, this is so refreshing. It's like, you know, you've been to therapy and there was a breakthrough. And to be able to actually have that gift of forgetting, that is a huge blessing. That is bigger than all the money in the world, bigger than everything else in the world, because that's what plagues us. Imagine being Paul, and every time you talk to somebody about Jesus, you have to bring up the worst thing in your life, that you went around and harassed the church and put some to death and threw others in jail and tore up families. You know, to tell that testimony, he couldn't be like a lot of us today who just want to really forget everything and not understand that to mention these things helps us to move forward. But remember not to repeat those things. That's what Pastor Barlow told me one time when I tried to be super intelligent, and I was talking to him. And I say, Pastor, the Lord lifted me up out the garbage can, and I left it right there. And he said, just make sure, son, you don't go jump right back in the can. Amen. Thank you, Janine. I appreciate you. God bless you. And thanks for being on time. I appreciate that.
Amen.
And maybe next time I'll tell you before the day before you got to preach. Okay. I had to let that out. I had a confession to make. Now you got to forgive me because you just preached about forgiveness. My wife fell in my head like I'm sick. Anyway, God bless you and thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Tell the fam we say hi and kiss the baby. The baby is a superstar. Be on baby on Instagram, on roller skates, everything else. Praise the Lord. See
yes,
you later, Janine.
All right. Have a good one.
Amen. God bless. Don't forget, you know, Wednesday we had an awesome time. The Lord really blessed. Folks gave their life to Christ. Other folks rededicated to Christ. And folks just stopped by and got prayers and Bibles. And they also, amen, it's unbelievable what happens out there. And if you ever get a chance, every fourth Wednesday, we out there from, we start setting up at 10, and then it starts from at 11 until 1 o'clock. And the Lord absolutely blessed. We actually ran out of lunches, even lunches that had been put back because we thought there'd be some left were gone. The Lord sent so many people there. And what amazes me is the lunch is the last thing they want. The first thing they want is prayer. Okay. And I got a chance to see a friend of mine, Jerry Stamps, gave his life to the Lord. We have been friends forever. And I have hit at him so many times. And then Lachelle prayed with him and asked him, did he want to come to Christ, rededicate to Christ? He said, I want to give my life to Christ. And that's the stuff right there. That's the stuff that counts when you get to heaven. Everything we do in church is awesome and wonderful. Jesus bless us. But when we lead a church and lead somebody to Christ, teach somebody in Christ like this morning, how many people got blessed by that? And then help somebody in or outside of Christ, that's the work right there. That's the work that Jesus loves. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. You don't have to remember your past no more. Just remember the good stuff from it. Let the bad stuff go so you can move forward. Be blessed and bless everybody you know. Amen. Look at somebody and say amen.
Conditionally, forever, he loves you. you for.